Scotia Sports Extra, the podcast edition, high school football with our good friend Tommy Watt. Tommy Watt, welcome back to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Thanks, Coach Hags. It's a great football season so far, and we're not surprised that we have some twists and turns that we found out about late last night. So go ahead and fill us in.
Yeah, late last night, it seems that there was a positive test on the Oak Creek roster. So what should have happened this week was Bradford should have had a bye, Oak Creek should have played Franklin, and Tremper should have played IT. But because Oak Creek is now quarantined for 2 weeks, they have changed it. IT will still play Tremper, and now Bradford will play again against Franklin, this time at Franklin. To recap, in week one, Franklin came down to Bradford, beat Bradford 24-21 in a very closely contested game that Bradford could have easily come out on the top. They did not, but they have run the table since. They handled Tremper, they handled Oak Creek, and last week they shut out IT. So now, instead of having a bye week on 3 days' notice, they get to go to Franklin, and Bradford will undoubtedly play one extra game this football season. But how good is that? The two best teams in the conference and certainly two of the top teams in southeast Wisconsin in our area get to tee it up again. I mean, that's still a win-win.
Yeah it's going to be another great game. My hat off to the Bradford crew for accepting the challenge on short notice, and of course, you know, missing a day of practice. But you know, that's Bradford. You know, they're a tough group of kids. I understand when they asked the seniors, they were like, "Yeah, let's play," because that's the kind of kids they are. They're a bunch of tough kids that will never back down from a fight, and I take my hat off to them, and I wish them the best. I really think it's going to be a great game. I think both teams have improved, and I think the Bradford Red Devils will come out victorious.
Talking about the Bradford Red Devils with Tommy Watt, and last week they really handled Indian Trail from start to finish. Indian Trail running for a grand total of 12 yards in that football game, and Bradford coming out on top 21-0. Again, I kind of referenced it in what I wrote in my recap articles, and that is basically, if you look back a decade in the championship era, I call it, because Melvin Gordon was already gone and Trey Waynes were already gone when they actually did win the championship, but they had that 3-4 year run where they were obviously right up there at a state championship level play. But if you look at that team, those teams, the offense certainly sticks out because you had a guy like Melvin Gordon and you had tons of players, Gino DeBartolo, and they had Vontae Jackson and a lot of really, really good players. But if you look back at what made them great and what eventually cemented a WIAA state championship, was it was still the defense. And even though the 2020 version of Bradford has a ton of playmakers, you get right down to it, man, that defense is stingy.
Yeah, I got to agree 100% there. And so there is an X factor that Bradford has this year, and you can pretty much look across the board on all dominant teams. You're going to find an X factor. And when I was a junior over at St. Joseph, and Coach Hagwald was coaching for us, we had an X factor, and it was Jarvis Brown. He was one of the greatest running backs. He was one of the greatest defensive backs of our era, without a doubt. Maybe one of the greatest that ever came out of St. Joseph. Just a kind of guy that brought the level of play of all his teammates to a higher level, because you just wanted to play at his level all the time, and he was dominant. Well, with Bradford, we have the Brock Lampe factor. Brock Lampe is so dominant on defense, and he's so dominant on offense, that it forces his whole team to play at his level. And that's what we're seeing. You know, Bradford is improving week in, week out. I think they played their best game against IT. They were really great on all assets of the game. They were dominant. Their defensive line was dominant. Linebackers, D-backs, I mean, they did it all. And I think a lot of that is the Brock Lampe factor.
Talking to Tommy Watt about high school football, one more thing about Bradford before we move on, and that is another thing I referenced in the article. As much as there are a ton of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, I really thought Nate Olson, the junior quarterback, really cemented his position as the leader of the team this last week, not only in making some extremely difficult throws in the first half in a very, very windy setting, but then coming out in the second half and after the offensive adjustments, just gouging IT on read option keepers and bootlegs and making good decisions, just little things like, if you want to impress me and you're a quarterback and your team's up by two or three touchdowns and you've got 12, 14 yards on a bootleg, stay in bounds. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
And I think Nate Olson has really come into his own as a quarterback. And I agree with you totally. I think Bradford as a team is getting better and better and better. I think Nate Olson individually has really gotten good over the last couple games.
Boy, you're right there. He is very, very, very impressive. And I think he's cemented himself as a potential Division I QB, only being a junior this year and really showing some dominance and a great arm and great running ability. He's going to be really, really fun to watch for the remainder of the season and then through next year.
Switching to the other side of town, Tremper plays IT, two teams that have yet to taste victory, and somebody's going to win and somebody's going to stay winless. And maybe a little bit of the tale of the two tapes right here. I think Tremper knew they were up against some challenges. New coaching staff, new scheme, basically kind of a hit the reset button. And then you got Indian Trail, and the one thing that I hear a lot is, how much everyone had heard about what a good season it was going to be for IT and some of the people that they had to make plays, and it just hasn't come together. And I'm not here to bag on them because there's a lot of variables that go into why someone has a good season, why someone doesn't have a good season. It just, the one thing that I said about it is, I've watched almost every offensive play by way of video that IT has ran this year, and I really honestly can't see what they're trying to do offensively. I mean, Tremper, I've seen most everything they've done, and while they've had some successes and then they've stubbed their toe a couple times, you can kind of see what they're trying to accomplish out there. Bradford, it's very easy to see what they're trying to accomplish out there. IT, it's a little bit harder for me to, I'm not as adept at a lot of people who've coached a lot. I've seen my games from the booth, and I can kind of watch a play unfold and give a pretty good description of whether or not it's a zone defense or blitzes or whatever. But when it comes down to, like, reading what somebody's trying to do, it's got to be pretty obvious for me to see it. And I haven't seen it for IT, and I know they've got offensive line woes, and they really, a lot of it has to do with the fact that they can't get things flowing because of the line of scrimmage, but I just haven't seen what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I agree. And, speaking to some of the parents and some of the kids that are on the team, it's been incredibly frustrating. And I agree, it's real tough to see exactly what they are trying to do. And I don't, I respect that coaching staff tremendously. I think they really have a great program overall. But for whatever reason, and I could point fingers, but I really don't want to because we're talking about high school kids here. Because you win as a team, you lose as a team, but I cannot grasp exactly what they are trying to do. I mean, from my perspective, just to be kind of broad on it, it almost seems like they're trying to do too much, you know. And from one of my great friends and a great quarter, overall coach, Coach Milky, he believes football is fundamentals and basic, and not trying to do too much. And maybe that's what Indian Trail, to me, it seems like they're trying to run more of a pro-style offense, or maybe trying to run more of a college-style offense, when Jeff Milky believes in the two tight ends and the power eye, you know, and maybe simplicity is what they would need, you know, and they have a big line, they have big backs, they have huge receivers. They have a quarterback that's dominant. They have a lot of team speed. I really can't wrap my mind around what's going on. And, you know, the same could be said about Tremper. I mean, Tremper, they're not good enough to make mistakes, but they've had a ton of them. They've had so many bad penalties and costly times. They've had wide receivers running the wrong routes where, you know, these are 2-3 year starters that know what they're doing, but they get in the game and they're choking. So both these teams have underachieved, terribly underachieved. And unfortunately, it's a short season. You don't have Park. You don't have Case to kind of get your feet under you. So they're going to have to, both these teams are going to have to figure out who wants to win. And it's going to come down to who's going to really come to play and who's going to hang it up, because this is a big game for both of these two.
Talking to Tommy Watt about high school football, one more thing before we move on. Two senior quarterbacks, Ryan McGonigal and Arjun Ismaili. You got two kids that have paid some dues and you know, want to get this win for their team. And sometimes, you know as well as anybody, you just got to go out there and will your team to victory. And I hope for both of these guys' sake, it's a good game. I hope for both of their sakes, you know, when it's said and done, that it went down to the wire. I'm absolutely garbage so far at predicting anything, so I'm going to steer clear of that. But, you know, two quarterbacks that, you know, you got to respect the kids because they've obviously paid their dues. They've put in their time. They weren't even sure if they were going to have a season. Now they do have a season, and actually an extended season, and it's not exactly going their way, and they got to keep their heads up, and they got to keep their team going in the right direction. And I'm just hoping for them and all the other seniors that this is a good game. This is a game where somebody doesn't walk out of there and say, yeah, man, we're on the bottom looking up, and no matter how it plays out, I hope it's a tough game.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's going to be more football to be played. This has been a weird season, and they keep on changing how many games, but I understand that they're going to play more. I don't exactly know what the next couple weeks are going to look like or if there's going to be a regional playoff. But yeah, you're right. Both of those quarterbacks are very high character kids. Both are excellent students. We're talking 4.0 kids. So they're very good sportsmen. They're the first guy to say good. I know them both personally. Great, great, great kids. Great, great teammates. Great leaders. And win or lose, they're winners in my book. You know, this is a. Football is a game of life, and these kids are learning skills that they'll use for the rest of their lives, just like we did, Coach. And so I'm excited to see a great game between them two, and of course, the Bradford Franklin game could be a real dogfight. It's going to be a great week, and don't forget about St. Joe's,
the Mighty Mighty Lancers, 27-0 over Living Word. Toll free had a couple of touchdowns, and a sophomore His name escapes me. He had a couple of touchdowns. So it's good. You know, the Lancers took a little bit of a shellacking to the cream of the crop, the Racine Lutheran. And it's good to see him back and you know, playing well. I always appreciate Coach Rizzo. He always gets me the box scores right away as soon as the game's over. And I haven't been able to watch him at all this year. But, you know, just to be able to try to piece together the events of games by having the box scores, it helps us stay relevant with us in this conversation. But, you know, the Mighty Mighty Lancers coming right back after a loss and putting one on Living Word Lutheran. They're saying they're here to play.
Yeah, I was able to talk to Gino Aliyah, and he gave me some insight that even though St. Joe's could have played better and they had a little bit of sloppiness in the middle of the game, they dominated pretty much. And they come up against a tough opponent this week in Waterford Lutheran, who's new to their conference, or I should say maybe St. Joe's is new to this conference. But a pretty solid team that plays in it's usually a good area for quality football. So could be a real tough matchup. I understand they're pretty stout up front, pretty big team, physical team. So yeah, keep your eye out for the Mighty Mighty Lancers. And Gino Leah's son playing defense and also playing wide receiver. Expect big things out of him. He's a fantastic athlete. One of the best basketball players in our area. And Mario Matusi, I guess, had a dominant game this week. Who's their big tight end? Shuler. Shuler had an excellent game last week, and expect him to continue to be dominant. He has the size that the colleges really look for. He was 6'4", 220, tight end. I mean, He could really be a dominant tight end. So keep your eye on those guys, and you know, let's hope St. Joe's can pull out another win here.
Well, Watt, it certainly looks like we won't be stopping the high school football edition of the Kenosha Sports Extra podcast anytime soon. So if nothing else, depending upon if we're your flavor of tea or not, that's pretty good news.
Absolutely. Our listeners are going up by a few every week, and we're hoping to gain some more. But, you know, pay attention to high school football. Pay attention to youth football. My seventh grade team had a big win this weekend, so we're excited. And I tell you, I have the high school coaches drooling at one of my linemen. Get a load of this. 13 years old, seventh grade, 6'3", 350-plus.
I love it.
Yeah, so we have a good one that I think if he continues to develop, you'll see him in the Green Bay Packers one day, because he's just that kind of player, and his size is unbelievable. He actually broke the scale when he jumped on it when we had weigh-ins for the first game.
He's got to do what I do, and that's just you walk past that thing, man. That's for other people in my house. That ain't for me.
Yeah, but I judging by his dad, I think he's going to end up about 6'8", 6'9", and he'll stretch that weight out, and he'll be dominant. But yeah, keep him in mind, and you'll see him on one of these teams here in a couple years.
And keep looking for the field goal post in the Tommy Watt podcast. Watt, I appreciate you for all you do, and we look forward to talking again next week and see how this interesting week played out, my friend.
Sounds like a plan there, Coach Hags. Have a good one.
All right, take care.